15. Jolly came home bleeding, and she doesn't have folks.
Nobody doesn't have folks, I said.
I'm nobody then, she said,
'cause I don't.
Her whole face was scraped like it had a grater taken to it, like it was cheese.
Jolly is in bad shape. Her face has been scraped up, and she sounds totally depressed and discouraged. When Levon says nobody doesn't have folks, Jolly answers, I'm nobody then. On the surface, she's saying that she doesn't have parents or family, but she's also describing how she sees herself as a nobody. She obviously feels horrible about herself and her life. This scene really emphasizes how different Levon and Jolly's lives are. Levon can't imagine anyone not having family because her mom has always been there for her. Jolly, on the other hand, feels completely alone. She's had no one to guide and protect her, and she's apparently seen all kinds of trouble that Levon couldn't even imagine. Let's go to the second paragraph on page 33, which begins, Jilly screamed.
Jilly screamed when she saw it. I was holding her when Jolly buzzed the door. I couldn't hide her eyes all of a sudden from her mother's bleeding face coming in. Jeremy ran for a towel. He thought a towel would cure it. He's a little kid. How would he know no towel's gonna cure a whole mess of humankind? It's the streets, but I don't tell Jeremy this. Jilly's screaming and Jolly's bleeding, and I'm asking where her folks' number is, and Jeremy's pushing a towel up her belly, pleading she should put it on her face, and Jolly's standing all in the middle of us with her eyes closed, and my vision is caught in an instant by a cockroach going up the lamp. Not in a particular hurry,